as the judge of the election, I'm the referee, I never saw that voting. And that amounts to about 20% of the election that I didn't see. So I think that that's problematic, and that I was elected to oversee all the voting for my precinct, not 80% of it.
Hey everybody, Alex Hinman here. We are at the Moment of Truth Summit, and with us is Mike Miller. He was an election judge in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, and he witnessed some things that were very, very bizarre, and I thought, wow, we got to share this with the folks out there. Mike, thanks for being with us. So you were an election judge in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, and you observed some things that were pretty troubling. Tell the folks.
Well, yeah, after the November 2020 election, I decided to get engaged in elections in Pennsylvania just to see for myself what was going on under the hood. And so I served as judge of elections in my area twice in 2021. So May of 21 and November 2021, I served as judge. And what I noticed now that we have mail-in voting in Pennsylvania is, you know, everybody votes in person. I observed about 470 people go through the precinct and vote in person on election day. And I saw 470, and the machine count says 470 at the end of the night. We're all standing there, the clerks and I, 8 o'clock at night, and we see that the machine count matches the number that is on the poll book. But the ballots that they had put through the machine are now, the paper ballots are underneath the table in the ballot box. And no one that day has counted those ballots or looked at those ballots in any way, which is fine. And then we print out the tape from the machine, and the machine says 470 voted, and here's how they voted. And let's just say it says 250 voted like this and 220 voted like this in a particular race. Well, at that point, as the judge of the elections, I have no idea if that tally is correct, because I've not looked at the ballots. So, and I'm no different than any other judge. There's a judge in every precinct. We are trusting the machine and its tabulating software to tell us what that tally is. We're not checking it. So I can remember thinking, you know, why aren't we told, you know, to double check that? Why don't we right now tally up those ballots and check it from the machine count? But instead, what we do is we deliver those ballots down to the county that night. We're all doing, I drive down and we're all dropping off a bag of ballots, all the judges from the county, and we drop off a little flash drive that supposedly has the image of all those ballots, the digital image of all those ballots, we drop those off. So there's really not a verification there that's done, and 2 hours later you're seeing the results on television. So no one at the county is checking that off either. The other piece was, a short time later, I'm not sure how much later, but let's say within the next week or so, I go on the county website to look at the returns for the county, and I look at my precinct, and I see that they have not certified 470 votes, which is what I saw. They've certified 580 votes for my precinct. So I immediately thought, well, where are these extra 110 votes? What are those votes? I didn't see those people. I didn't see those ballots. And of course, they report that so-and-so, you know, so many were for one candidate and so many for the other. I didn't see that tally either. So what about that? So I call the county elections office, and she says, well, you see, those are the mailed-ins. Because the mail-in ballots are mailed out by law directly from the county to the voter, and then from the voter back to the county. And then they're tabulated on election day. I'm simply saying that as the judge of the election, I'm the referee, I never saw that voting. And that amounts to about 20% of the election that I didn't see. So I think that that's problematic, and that I was elected to oversee all the voting for my precinct, not 80% of it.
Right.
You know, and the analogy I give people is that's almost like watching a football game, and you have a referee who's, you know, reffing the game, and he just goes back to the locker room at the end of the third quarter and doesn't observe the fourth quarter, and then he's called back out and he's told to say, hey, you know, the Cowboys beat the Eagles today.
Well, we can trust the media to tell us the truth, right? We don't need a referee.
Yeah, so So that was just really concerning. And then I had the experience of running for a state office.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about that. You ran for state senate, and again, some really significant irregularities in the vote counts. Huh? Yeah. Tell us about it.
Well, I'm still trying to get to the bottom of it, but we ran a very strong campaign against an entrenched incumbent. I thought he ran a very weak campaign, and my yard signs were everywhere compared to his. We had a lot of support on the ground, and we felt very confident going in on election day. And we did it through door knocking. We knocked a lot of doors, so we knew how the electorate felt. You know, we weren't just, you know, hoping on a prayer. We knew we'd knocked every door in certain precincts of the likely voters. Okay. So when we saw the returns start to come in on election night, we saw round numbers here. You know, we saw the first chunk of votes comes in, and that first chunk of votes, the aggregate count that we saw on television was 60% for him and 40% for me. And right off, we felt that seems strange, because as I had knocked over 1,000 doors, I could knock 100 doors in a row and not find anybody that supported him. I certainly couldn't ever go 10 doors in a row and find six people supporting him and not me, ever. And my supporters all said that too. It wasn't just me. So that first 10,000 came in, and we thought, that's really odd. But hey, it's not over yet. Next 10,000 votes come in. So now you got about 20,000 votes total. And we noticed that the aggregate vote ratio difference between me and him, it's still 60 to 40. So that means the second 10,000 people pretty much voted exactly the same way the first 10,000 people voted. And then another 10,000 came in overnight. Aggregate vote count is still 60 to 40. Final 10,000 came in. So there's only 40,000 votes in the whole race. And it's 60 to 40 the whole time. And that's how it ends up.
Wow. So you guys tried to complain about this. You raised a concern. I guess under Pennsylvania law, there's a mechanism there. And again, roadblocks at every possible place.
Huh? That's right. Yeah, we had about 150 citizens come forward and sign a petition saying that they felt that fraud or error occurred in the count.
And you need three, right?
Needed three.
Okay.
You need three per precinct.
Three per precinct.
So we had about 45 precincts.
Okay.
The county judge basically threw us out of court because they weren't notarized. They weren't notarized affidavits, when the statute itself says they have to be verified signature. That doesn't mean affidavit. So we had their driver's licenses to verify them, but we didn't have a notary for all these people, because we had to do it within like 5 days of the completion of the canvassing. We didn't have much time. So, but one precinct, this is for a different race we did it for, we did have an affidavit for three people. And in that instance, the judge says, well, since you have electronic voting machines, I'm still not going to give you a little hand recount in that precinct. I'll let you use a different machine to count the ballots. So we've been denied a hand recount. 150 petitioners were denied simply access to count the paper ballots that the people in their precinct cast on election night. We can't get to it.
So it's over now? There's no more avenues? Are you going to appeal?
Well, no, there's, this was not, I think our opportunity for my race is over, but I have just been determined to expose what's going on. So there's other provisions where, you know, the law plainly says that mailed in ballots are public records. The mailed-in ballots they're declared and designated to be public records. That's our law, as are the envelopes that they were mailed in with. So I've asked the county, I'd like to see the mailed-in ballots, and they're denying that, and they're saying that the Secretary of State, they've showed me the email that the Secretary of State sent them, saying don't give citizens access to any public records related to our elections.
That's amazing, Mike. I want to thank you for sharing your story, and thank you for being involved. Any final words of wisdom you want to leave to the folks?
I would just say, you know, keep up the pressure. I think the more people wake up to this, that our country is slipping away to a fraudulent election system. I mean, we cannot survive as a country that we know without being a representative republic. And if our elections are stolen, we don't have a representative republic. You know, we have a selection process that's outside of our control. So keep up the pressure and keep up the awareness.
Very good. Well, Mike Miller, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, folks.
We're here at the Moment of Truth Summit, Mike Lindell's summit, with people from all over the country working on elections issues. Thanks for watching. We will have more for you. Take care.